This is Sean with Voices of Saint Joan of Arc, and who am I speaking with?
This is Sister Mary Morley.
Sister Mary Morley, and currently you're in Cincinnati, and you're originally from the Saint Joan of Arc area, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And what year were you born?
I was born in 1938.
Okay, so give me some memories of going to school at Saint Joan of Arc. What are some of the things that kind of stand out and describe the church a little bit?
Well, what stands out the most for me is the group of people that I grew up with and went to school with there at Saint Joan of Arc. We had a unique group of friends, and we are still in touch with each other after all these years. And we well, well, I thought the church was beautiful. It was very large, and when we it was just a very beautiful church, and the altars were pretty. I remember the red hanging in back of the altar. I was always impressed with that.
Okay. So you went to grade school, and then where did you go to high school?
And we went to high school at St. Agnes Academy.
St. Agnes Academy. You went on to study and become a woman of faith, and you went into the service, is that right?
Yes, I went to St. Mary of the Woods College first, and then I entered the Sisters of Providence after that.
Okay. So what's the main motivation for you going into that? Did that spawn at all from Saint Joan of Arc, or what was kind of your path to that?
Oh, well, I think it was just from my childhood. I always had the desire to become a sister, and it just carried me all the way through from grade school, high school. I think the sisters that we had as our teachers were a big influence in my life
That's
to
great.
become a sister.
So, how long has it been? Have you been able to go back to Saint Joan of Arc over the years?
Oh, I've been back over the years for funerals and weddings and different occasions. We were there in 1971 to celebrate the 50th, and in 19, I think 85 or 95, when we celebrated the 75th. So yes, I've been back over the
And
years.
you said you were getting ready to have a 70-year anniversary of your grade school class. Is that right?
Yes, in 2022.
That should be pretty exciting. How many people kind of are still in contact?
Well, we've been in contact with about 35 out of, we have about 35 alive out of 62.
Well, that's
And we've been in contact with about 20 of those that
Pretty
we're trying,
great.
yes.
That should be really neat. And when are you going to have that?
We're going to have it in June of 2022.
June of
Oh.
that'll be fun. Do you have anything specific planned?
We have, well, we hope to have attend Mass and have a dinner at St. Joan of Arc. And then, if we get a big enough response. It
Okay.
depends on the response. We haven't sent out the invitations yet. We're going to do that in the fall.
Well, that's pretty neat. So how would you just the people in the church that you've been able to kind of deal with over years, how would you describe the people, and who would be a couple people you'd like to mention to give appreciation to?
Whoa. I think Monsignor Bosler was a big influence in our lives as we were growing up at St. Joan of Arc. And also, a lot of the sisters. Sister Marcella was one of our principals when we were in grade school, and she was a fantastic woman. And so there were different people like that through the years that influenced us a lot.
That's great. Was there any memories that really kind of stand out that happened back in the day that were fun or different, or just something that'd be good to share, that happened when you were going there through school?
One of the things that stands out in my memory is our kickball games. We were very into kickball in those years, and we had wonderful times playing kickball in the CYO League.
That's fun. That's great. So now that are you still able to come back? Or have you come back very recently or anything?
Come back to St. John de Bar?
Yeah, have you been able to recently at all?
Yes.
Are you going to be able to be there for the 100-year celebration here in a few weeks?
Yes, I am coming for that.
That will be great. I'll hopefully be able to meet you. I will also be there. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share just in general about St. Joan of Arc and your experience?
No, except that it was just a wonderful place to grow up and be a part of. And I'm very grateful that I was able to grow up in that parish and spend time with my classmates that we are. And we are still together today, a lot of us from those years, many years ago.
That's pretty amazing. Well, I'd like to thank you for your time, sister. And if you could just stay on the line, I'm going to close this one out.
Okay.